Okay, so yesterday I talked about the genuine concern that a lot of Democrat voters have concerning Trump. There's kind of a non-legitimate concern, and I honestly genuinely hope that society can learn and understand that Democrats and Republicans are not permanently decided at birth, and then are eternally destined to try to eat each other. I genuinely believe the country will get past that. But there is a lot of fear among Democrat voters that comes from that type of a mindset. It's like a superstitious view of what it means to be a Democrat or a Republican or to have a preference for a political party. But there's another concern, and that's a concern that I think Democrat voters are likely to see of all people before Republicans. Because, like I say, typically Democrat voters are one-issue voters. I only want to vote on this one issue. And I'm a Democrat because my mom and dad told me that I am. And the Republicans are going to try to eat me. I'm never going to be rich because I'm a Democrat. And I suppose I could get lucky by working hard, but I'm the glass ceiling's pretty low. I'll bump my head and I won't be able to go far. And the only way for me to survive is to vote for Democrats because no one else is ever protecting me. Like, that mentality is alive and well, and I believe it's going to go away. And of all people, the people that have that mindset, they are not stupid people. There's a simple misunderstanding. Oh, there another jet goes by. This is jet. This is just jet week. And it's going to be like this at my new apartment. These are not foolish people. Oh, here comes number two. I guess they're doing paired. Now, there could be a third or a fourth. It depends. Depends on what drills are running. So no, I'm leaving this in the podcast. This is not, if I were reading an ebook online, I would stop this. But I'm doing the podcast. You're experiencing what life is like here. Boy, I'm wondering if I should talk about some other issue. I suppose I may at the end of this. There is a legitimate concern that the brilliant people that vote for Democrats, although they misunderstand some things, that they are figuring out. And that is that there is a good number of Republican voters have an unhealthy view of Trump. And I strongly believe this. If someone were to ask me, okay, if there are, now hear me out on this. Don't stop this, because I'm always going to give you a strange, weird perspective you're not going to get anyplace else. So when the first half of my sentence sounds stereotypical, you know right away that the rest of it is not going to be. Okay, all right. I warned you, because I know I'm going to, when I say gadfly type remarks, I know when I'm doing it, and I'm about to do it. So buckle your seatbelt and hold on. If there were a dangerous guns and religion group, it's not just being a Republican voter. It's not being a member of the NRA. It's not being a hunter. It's not being Christian. If there were one, it would specifically be the group of Americans who believe that that a person must have a membership at a Sunday morning thing, or else that person is a bad person. They really believe, oh, he's a Christian. Well, where is his church membership? It must have an address, and he must be there every week, or I don't want anyone to, I won't talk to him, and I don't want my children to talk to him. And we have to protect our children. Right, yeah, the emotional thing. Maybe you need to protect them from what? From people that don't have a Sunday morning membership card? You know, the people that think it's us four and no more, this is my Sunday morning gig, you know, they fit the stereotype. Remember that Sunday morning parody? Look it up. YouTube, Sunday morning parody. It's coming. You can't stop it. And, you know, and then they talk about, what is it, grotivation and contemporvent. It's, some call it contemporary. Others call it relevant. We're so cool. We call it contemporvent. You know, that the people that really believe that the thing that parody is poking fun at is necessary, or you're a bad person if you're not part of that, those are the dangerous those are the people that are likely to be Christian terrorists, so to speak. I love guns. I love Jesus. I love church. But I don't like the idea that you've got to be married to a specific Sunday morning box. And the idea that you are, that's an indication. Those are the dangerous people. Because it's like they're part of a cult and they go out into the world and they can't think. And they're the ones that can get brainwashed into becoming weaponized. So what's happened is the Sunday morning membership groups have this unhealthy view of Trump. And they really believe he's some miraculously wonderful God sent Messiah. And they get all emotional, and they get their church song emotions wrapped up with Trump. And in their hearts, it's like they're worshiping him on some level. And you've got a lot of Democrat voters that are seeing that for what it is, because in so many terms, a lot of Democrat voters have been brainwashed and never trust Republicans. And so they're seeing this obvious problem because they're not mesmerized by it like the Republican, like the small group of Republicans I've described are. So I'm just talking with a friend in Nazi Germany. The Christian church in the 30s, before Hitler really pulled everything, the Christian church was given enormous favoritism. They could do whatever they wanted. And we've got a religious sector, a very, very religious part of the country, the population, that is absolutely mindless when it comes to love for Trump. And I'll always say this, and many other people have always said this, never put your trust in any one person. Jesus is the only one that you can trust fully. Anyone else will disappoint you. And if you trust someone too much, you're setting yourself up for disappointment. And if it's way too much, you're putting yourself in danger. And I'm not sure that Trump specifically wants to be idolized that much, but people are allowing it to happen. And my concern has never, I've said this many times, Trump's biggest danger is that he will do too good of a job, and it will make people trust Republicans and Trump's friends who work with him far more than they should, and far too much power will be given to the people who come after Trump in his name. And that's when it's going to be like Supreme Chancellor Palpatine ordering the clone army to turn and kill the Jedi. A friend says, it's the same friend I referred to before, that this societal sector is being brainwashed to endorse genocide. They are being conditioned to think that the transgenders and that the homosexuals are like zombies. They don't have souls. They should all just be killed. And if we just kill them all, that's fine and wonderful. And for that matter, if they don't have a Sunday morning box that they go to every week, then they're worthless anyway. And anyone but me should be just attacked as much as we can. They're being conditioned to think this way. And that is not Christian. Jesus gives justice to the enemies. He called tax collectors. He had fellowship with Pharisees, people that were hated by society. And he said, love your enemies. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. And that is not the culture that's cultivating in this mindless support for Trump. Now, I support Trump. I'm very happy for him. I'm happy for people that do support him. I'm happy for people that go, oh, finally, someone is managing things right. Someone's finally saying no to the Chinese. That's how the Taiwanese feel. I support that. I'm with that. I get that. But he's not Jesus Christ. And God did not pull some miracle to put him there. America put him there. And now that much is believable. He's because there are certain things that have to be done. I'm going to do a feature Friday tomorrow.